Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Terry. He wants me to cover the recent story of artificial intelligence making beautiful women in bikinis. They aren't real, but they look 100% real, except for a few minor details here and there. Better Bachelor has already covered the technical aspects of the images, and how AI is messing up the fingers in particular, but getting most other things correct. Seems like it generates two thumbs on the same hand and doesn't render nails correctly. I put a link in the description to his video because I don't really want to go in that direction in mine. I'm more interested in how this is going to affect the financial and psychological well-being of the women out there, plus the job losses which women are more likely to endure because the last thing to go will be male jobs, doing plumbing or working in underground mines, for example. Industries that will die or be greatly diminished will be things like stock photography, fashion models, hair and makeup people for photo shoots, as well as Instagram influencers, because men will be able to create fake women and steal all their simp bucks. A few years ago, using FaceApp, an old Asian man was able to turn himself into a young woman and grow a massive following. Soon he won't even have to take any actual photos. He can just tell the software what he wants and it'll make it for him. Women that do OnlyFans and adult content creators will be okay for a while, so long as they continue doing video content, but eventually even that will be created by artificial intelligence. So what happens when men eventually start looking at fake women that are coded by guys? Women's supply of attention and resources will dwindle. At that point, they won't actually be able to get attention from men online in the same quantities that they get today. The value of simps will go up through the roof, and it'll become the great simflation. Finding a guy to friendzone will be more difficult as things like ChatGPT start to speak more like real women and give men companionship that a real woman never could. I used to think that guys would be more likely to interact with real women, but teenagers have asked, they're more comfortable talking to a computer instead of a thought. Mental illness will grow and grow in women, and more of them will join the ranks of the wokesters and feminists. For the time being, we'll probably see more women on dating apps, and that ratio of two men for every one woman on them might actually start to approach 1-to-1. The industries that'll do well in this scenario are ones related to pets as well as food, because obesity will become more prevalent, as even the best-looking women can't outdo the appearance of a 3D-generated giner. Let's also not forget that doctors have been saying that ChatGPT might begin to replace them as well, especially as the AI is able to replace their ability to diagnose illnesses. Women rely on their bodies and their brains to make money, especially in medicine these days, and soon they'll go crazy once they can't do that anymore. Expect more women to get into plumbing and carpentry as AI starts replacing the areas they work in, including healthcare office jobs with regards to writing reports, as well as OnlyFans and retail work. It's going to be a she session that never ends. We're still a long ways away from nurses and teachers being replaced, but maybe there's a silver lining to women no longer being able to succeed in the workplace and being stuck eventually on universal basic income. They might start seeing having kids as a default purpose once more, but I doubt it. I think they'll become more obese than ever and disgruntled, because they're in debt for degrees that made them unemployable. It's going to get really scary out there. I'll discuss more in a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Profit Specialist Group. Why let some woman use her points to fly her dog to Fiji first class? If you're a business owner, stop paying for your customers' reward points, bonus air miles, and cash back. Robert Rivera is a fellow MGTOW that helps businesses that take credit card payments get rid of those fees you pay to the bank. If you're accepting credit cards, he can save your company $6,000 or more annually on the fees. Watch the tutorial video or visit the Cash is King CC website. The sponsor links are in the description. Anyways, now back to women giving up on their appearance because technology will offer men images and robots of women that are forever young clown world show. Artificial intelligence will never hit the wall and will be able to go through all of your fapping material and point out the patterns and what types of women you watch the most, and then synthesize a woman that's the most attractive to you. Real women won't be able to compete with that. Other industries that'll be disrupted once you can synthesize both men and women on video format will be the film and television industry, much the same way the internet and YouTube disrupted traditional news media. It's going to do the same to streaming content. The jobs that will remain will be the people that write the shows. That is, until the AI replaces that work too and writes then renders creative content that people actually want to watch. As men, in some ways, we will suffer more because, in the wise words of Quanto, for a man, you are what you do. We are human doings and with nothing to do, will start to have an existential crisis. I'm fortunate enough to not have to deal with that, but most men will. It's the number one question I often get asked. They say, well, I've gone my own way from women, now what do I do with my life? They don't seem to be able to find a purpose besides being with a modern porpoise-sized woman. As for camgirls and e-thoughts, I can see them trying to ban AI-generated women from platforms like OnlyFans. But the problem is they won't be able to tell the difference between which ones are real and which ones are fake. If Joker hadn't pointed out the hands of AI models, they were all messed up, I never would have actually known that the photos were fake. A lot of models charge $300 to $400 to dress up and do a custom photo shoot. But if you tell the AI to generate a photo shoot like that, it'll be able to do the same. It'll be a cash cow at first for those programming the AI thoughts. But eventually people will use AI to take the face and body of their favorite model and create new images of her in various costumes. The sheer amount of AI-generated spicy content will be out of this world. Real women won't be able to post for pictures and make content quickly enough to keep up with what computers can do. Women will start freaking out claiming that men are exploiting women as sex objects, even though no women were used to create the images. No pixels were harmed in this pussy. The game will be over. If you can't tell the difference between a real woman and a fake one on a screen, does it really matter if she's real or not? You'll see some of the most popular AI-generated girls never aging, and never changing, and never hitting the wall because they aren't real. Real women, on the other hand, have a much shorter shelf life when it comes to making content. But you know what they'll do? They'll use technology like FaceApp to de-age themselves. You know that older women in their 40s, 50s, and 60s will use it too to make themselves look like they're 20. Even dudes will use it and maybe voice-changing software and image-altering technology to steal those simp bucks. It's going to be a world where it's going to be difficult to believe your eyes when looking at a screen, unless you experience what you see in real life. We're already sexed out with the amount of content that we see online for free right now. Just imagine what it's going to look like when we see depravity everywhere. What happens if pedos recreate whatever they want? What if people create images of murder and torture? On the bright side, at least the AIs will be able to recognize such content when people create it and upload it so they can stop it. I guess that's just one bright side. Also, companies like OnlyFans will also be able to create their own content so they'll no longer have to pay e-thoughts to upload it. I think it's a race to the top as technology starts to replace human workers. The best way to survive and thrive in such a system is to own shares in the tech companies that profit from such things. There will also be companies that will automate most of their creative workforces and compete for eyeballs so they can make more of the advertising dollars. What really shocks me is that media literacy rates seem to be crashing and people are falling for the advertising. If they weren't falling for it, then why would companies be spending money and making it and putting it online? I use ad blockers, but the vast majority of people don't even know that it's super easy. We saw the imagining of this sort of technology over 20 years ago with the film Simone with Al Pacino. He creates an artificial female movie actress, and he digitally inserts her into all of his films. But no one actually sees the real her. It was science fiction 20 years ago, but now it's almost science fact. Right now, I haven't seen women's reaction to this technology. The funny thing is, they won't even know they're being replaced. To them, it'll just look like some other girl is more popular than they are. But you know, at the meetings of companies like OnlyFans, they're discussing how they can start to populate the platform with their own AI-generated women, and keep 100% of the profits. To end this video, I want to discuss just how crazy the throttling on my Sandman YouTube channel number 1 really is. I started posting on my Sandman 2 channel, and after over a week, I put out a video called Men Go on Strike, and the algorithm pushed it to over 10,000 people in the first 24 hours. I'm about halfway to applying to get monetization, and hopefully that works. If it does get monetized, then I'll probably make that my main channel, and I'll start a third channel and start uploading there once Sandman 2 starts getting throttled as well. I get the feeling that that's the only way to survive doing this. After 6 months to a year, the old channel starts to fade, and it's on to the next one. I'll move on even before they start throttling me down. I think it's just AIs that are throttling things down to begin with. The MGTOW Man channel got 7 to 8 million views in the last month, and after about 4 to 5 months, it peaked out at 12 million views and is now coming down hard. That's what I'm talking about. Once a channel gets the YouTube AI algorithm kiss of death, it starts to fade into oblivion. And you've got to move on to the next one, because it appears that they don't want anyone to be too big for too long, unless you're an oppressed minority or a woman. Then the algorithm pushes you all day and night long. Maybe I should also start looking at getting the hottest women possible to read my scripts. After all, I've got the cameras and the teleprompter. Hell, even an AI-generated female voice might actually do the trick. Then it would be interesting to see if I get throttled if I did that. But in the end, all of this is just like moving deck chairs from the front to the back of the Titanic, or jumping from one sinking ship to another that's going to start sinking 6 to 8 months down the road. I'll keep you guys posted. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Terry for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that AI is about to smash the hopes and dreams of Instagram and OnlyFans thoughts everywhere. And I'll enjoy listening to their squeals, so bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the women that are controlled virtually by men that look like Andrew Tate trying to confiscate all the simp bucks for themselves so they can buy a self-driving Bucani away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.